आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 46 जून 14th 2007।
वेलकम टू आवाज अनजाने योर फेवरेट हिंदी म्यूजिक पॉडकास्ट वेयर वी ब्रिंग टू यू वॉइसेस फ्रॉम अराउंड द वर्ल्ड वेयर यू हैव योर से ऑन इंडियन म्यूजिक थ्रू योर सॉन्ग्स कंपोजिशंस एंड कमेंट्स एंड यू गेट टू मीट द स्टार्स।
This is Shreya Ghoshal. This time I'm coming this year in a nearest city to you and I will be singing some of your favorite songs.
In today's episode, one of our favorite singers, Shreya Ghoshal, joins us to talk about her upcoming US tour and her singing career. I am Pia.
And I'm Dev. Together, we host this show. We quietly celebrated completing the first year of this podcast, drum rolls. Thanks to all of you who sent us anniversary greetings. If you have joined us for the first time, welcome aboard. Enjoy this show and please participate.
That sweetness, the innocence, the romanticism is what defines Shreya Ghoshal's songs. We fell in love with her voice during her Saregama contest days, enjoyed the songs, her rise to stardom, her winning the national award, and like legions of her admirers, look forward to her live concerts in the US.
And as Shreya told us, she enjoys performing in the US.
It has been so far a beautiful experience because US I associate with very good audience. An audience who listen to every kind of song which you want to make them listen to. It's like having a platform where you can just speak and sing your heart out. So therefore, my experience coming to US musically has been always very satisfying. And of course, it's a beautiful place, good people, very good hospitality and very Indian people. I think it's a fantastic thing to come over there and sing.
Shreya's concert opens at New Jersey. She performs at Nicholas Music Center in New Brunswick on Friday, June 29th at 8 p.m. Concert organizer Daljeet from Shandar Entertainment promises there'll be
old songs, new songs, and total blending in between. There's going to be duets, there'll be solos. The accompanying artists are, a group of musicians who are all from India and who play with Shreya all her concerts all over the world. There's another singer in the group, his name is Ayub Patel, who is known for the old Muhammad Rafi songs. And then we have a compere and singer in the group by the name of Shakil Ansari.
Shandar Entertainment first organized Shreya's concert.
Like maybe a few months before Devdas was released, and every year or every year and a half averagely she's been coming thereafter.
Having organized many of Shreya's concerts, Daljeet is eloquent on Shreya's uniqueness.
She is very truthful to her work. She sings to please the audiences. She will not sing to please herself or to sing a song of something that she loves and enjoys, but the audience doesn't know.
Well, I think successful concerts are where the artists deliver what the audience exactly wants.
You're right, Deb. And in Shreya's case, she has so many of her own songs, yet she would not disappoint if a request comes in for an old favorite.
Sometimes you get an audience that is really into the golden oldies, the old Lata Mangeshkar and the Shamshad Begum, Noor Jahan kind of songs. And Shreya, an artist, is always ready with that. For example, there's a classical song like Rasik Balma, which was very popular in its own day and age. But today also, when Shreya sings that song on stage, she gets a standing ovation for that, you know.
What makes these concerts more memorable is a knowledgeable audience.
There are some artists like Shreya and Hariharan, whose shows also you covered recently. There are some artists like them, and of course there's a few more, but they draw a very select audience and a very sophisticated, a very classy, and an audience that understands Indian music.
That understanding brings forth requests for good songs that for some reasons didn't make it to the top of the charts, at least in India. So I wanted to know from Shreya whether in the past she had received such requests for songs from audience.
It's happened to me in US, in South Africa, in Holland, all these places where people love to listen to good music. This happened to the song. One of these songs is called Suna Suna Lamha Lamha from Krishna Cottage.
Suna Suna Lamha Lamha Meri Rahe Tanha Tanha Aakar Mujhe Tum Tham Lo Manzil Teri Dekhe Rasta Mudke Zara Ab Dekh Lo
It's a song which I never knew it was so popular with people who love to listen to good music, of course. And US also, they asked me in a couple of concerts that song, and they would not leave me till I would sing that. And I'm always happy when I get some song like this too from the audience, and I don't have to, you know, unke upar mujhe impose nahi karna hota hai fir. Then sir, you asked me to sing this song, I'm singing it for you. But South Africa had this thing when I had only 2 years of release, like Devraj Jism, and maybe the song also came in by somewhere. I went to perform there, and I thought Dola and Devraj was like on the peak of his popularity. I was all ready with Dola for the finale, and they said, Dola done, and they said, we need Suna Suna, and they made me sing it 5 times in the end. And then I realized that it was like it has been a chart top one in South Africa for like 20 weeks. It has been so popular there. So it's quite unusual that because it is not Bollywood, it's not India, people do not listen to music in terms of the film's success, even if the film has bombed at the box office, but they like the song. They made it popular themselves. So at the radio, they played it, and they made it a popular song. So these experiences are really enriching, really sweet.
Shreya achieved fame and success quite early. We were curious to know, now looking back, what kind of goals she had set for herself when she started off.
To be very frank, I've never set goals in life, saying that I need to achieve this, that, and... But yeah, I'm a very neat person. I need to finish things. I'm organized. But goals, I've never had it. And I take it as a very pleasurable trip. Whenever I sing, I take it as a pleasure trip more than a job.
Meetha hai kosa hai, barish ka bosa hai, bosa hai.
Starting from Devdas, Shreya has delivered some amazing film numbers. She has enthralled audiences in live concerts around the world. But ye dil mange more. We asked Shreya about her plans on doing private albums.
Yes, I do plan. It has been quite a long time that people have been asking, like almost now 7 years now. I think back, it's been too long that I've not done a private album. This is high time I do it, and I would do it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of songs would you like to have in that album that you're contemplating?
Well, I still don't know. But mostly, as a debut, I would not be going into something, as of yet, something on very serious note. It would be a very commercial album, which would have definitely good songs. Of course, songs which people have not heard me into. Because I feel film music has so far been very... They have shown my versatility. They have given me lots of different kinds of songs so far. But still, I feel there are some parts which are missed in my singing when it comes to film music. Which would be... I would try to sit down and think about it, how to, have all those elements which are missing in this album.
So the discussion inevitably turned towards the runaway hit Leja Leja.
That was actually quite accidental song. This was a project called Ustad and the Divas, and I was supposed to sing 2-3 songs in it. And that time, because of date commitment, I could not sing all of them. I could sing only one song. And it was for a friend, good composer friend called Sandeep Chandilya. He's a very talented person. And the company was constantly behind me saying, we have to record it, Shreya, it's your song. And of course, it was with Sultan Khatab. So I was very happy to do that. I had no clue that they would be really... so well-produced a song. Well, and people everywhere have liked the song. I'm glad that... and that actually sparked... the spark of doing an album came from that song, almost. It was there before, but it sort of gave me a concrete determination that now it is high time. That people thought it would be my album and it came out only one song. So, I will take it further and... try to make better songs.
Shreya, may I request you to sing 2 lines from of Leja Leja?
Of course, I will definitely sing 2 lines. Leja Leja re mehki raat mein chura ke sare rang le ja raati raati mein ye wo saath mein tu aisi mulaqat de ja.
You are listening to Awaaz and Jaane, the Hindi music podcast available on the internet, on your iPods, MP3 players, and on your phones. You can be a part of the show as well. Write to us at yourgeet@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 206-203-4338.
So Today you are listening to an exclusive interview with Shreya Ghoshal, beginning her US tour with a concert at New Brunswick, New Jersey on June 29th. For tickets, please contact Daljeet at 973-256-4577. Stay tuned to know more about Shreya's other concert stops.
जाने मन
जाने मन जाने मन
बोले प्रिया बोले क्या ये बोले जानू ना जिया डोले हाले हाले क्यों ये डोले जानू ना.
Just like her solos, Shreya's duets have also been chart toppers. And you know, Pia, unlike decades back, these are not recorded with singers being together. They are in fact recorded on separate tracks.
So when you think how full of emotions the songs are, it actually requires a lot of imagination. And I would say emoting skills.
You're right. But as Shreya says...
But the con is that you probably miss on to the fun of singing a duet like a duet. You have to sort of imagine the co-singer. If like... If I'm singing it before my main partner, then I would have to imagine that he would be singing this line like that. Maybe he will respond to this line to this way. So probably that way it is not good. But I feel sound-wise and ease-wise, it is better to do the separate track.
कैसे कहूं, कैसे कहूं.
Shreya's first film had a few duets with Kavita Krishnamurthy and Udit Narayan.
The song Dola Re was together in this. It was a song which we recorded together, Kavita ji and me. But Udit ji wala jo gana tha, Dairi Pia, that was not exactly line-to-line duet song because it was more of my part, and then Udit ji comes in the second antram, basically. So, this was not required. That interaction was not there much as singers in it. So, I finished mine, and then Udit ji did his part. Like, the songs like maybe a song like Piyo Bole, Parineta song, as for example. That is a song where I would say it's like a line-to-line question-answer song, wherein... Dil ki jo baatein jo dil ki hai, full things, and then I think, dil hi mein rakhna piya. So it's like, you're answering to what he is saying. So then the question of complete interaction on the mic comes.
So such songs are recorded together then?
In fact, no, this one was not. But later when I did Pal Pal, that song happened in my presence, like when Sonu was recording, I was there in the bit when he was doing it. And then at times when I was recording, he was there for some time. So at least that presence, you know what the singer is doing. So if you have some improvisation in your head, you can say it.
Pal, 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 har pal, har pal. Kaise katega pal, har pal, har pal. Pal, 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 har pal, har pal. कैसे कटेगा पल हर पल हर पल.
दिल 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 में मची है मची मची है हलचल हलचल हलचल. कैसे कटेगा पल हर पल हर पल. कैसे कटेगा पल हर पल हर पल.
When Shreya brought up the topic of Pal Pal, perhaps one of the sweetest songs with a simple tune, I had to satisfy my curiosity.
I've heard that the Pal Pal song, the recording was done four times because every time one of you would come up with a little variation and you would say, well, let's do it this way. Is that true?
No, the real story is this, that it was done four or five times, because the song which was composed had quite a few interpretations. Like a song, initially Shantanu Mitra wanted that it would be a song where it starts a little slow and takes on pace while the song is going on, and like takes on pace, and then again drops the tempo. Basically, that was the story. Like how you have foxtrot, how you have dances in Western dances, wherein Mexican dances or Latin steps, the tempo goes up and up and up and again falls.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the concept, which was later broken. They said, no, it's probably not working. So we did another take. Then the lyrics changed. They said, we can do some other lyrics. And then again some, you know, maybe we should sing it a little more, you know, like the girl is very happy and the guy is very sad at that point of situation. So let's do it like this. So several interpretations of that song, situations were changing. But basically it became like a picnic, you know, as in I would say that, because we were always expecting. Now Shantanu is going to call in like two days and he's saying, Shreya, actually we need to do the song one more time. And okay. I'm coming at lunchtime, so we have lunch together, all of us, the recorders, and we would just crack jokes all the day and then finally do the song after the evening. So, it was party time actually.
Achha, batao, dil ki itni saari baate, kaise likhoge is chote khat par, dil ki itni saari baate, kaise likhoge is chote khat par.
पर टूटा है ये कैसा कहर, तुमको पाकर खोने का है डर.
प्यार का ये ढाई आखर, कैसे लिखोगे इस छोटे खत पर.
पल 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 हर पल हर पल.
In fact, the New Jersey concert on June 29th is named Pal Pal Har Pal. The song was also one of the most popular cell phone caller tunes.
Till Barsore from Guru took over.
Exactly. But if Shreya were to pick a caller tune, what would she choose?
I love my mom's caller tune, because that's said by me. And it's Lag Ja Gale Ki Teri Hansi Raat Hona Ho. So even if mom is kept her phone on silent and I'm desperately trying to reach her, she's not picking it up, I don't get angry on her, because it's such a nice color tune.
Mm-hmm.
It cools me off.
Talking about phones, Awaaz Anjane can now be heard from any phone. Dial 646-401-0940 and enter the program ID 17038 followed by the pound sign. Press 1 for the most recent episode and follow the voice prompt for archived episodes. You can also find these instructions on our website, audioindia.com.
This is the Awaaz Anjane special episode featuring Shreya Ghoshal. Shreya's favorite Western group has been ABBA. And Shreya's favorite song?
I Have a Dream. That's really a great song, I feel. So that song really inspires me. Beautiful lyrics.
For a song to sing, to help me cope.
Apart from that, all the songs have this very unique thing about their chord progressions are so beautiful. Their choiring, their chorus layering is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that really different, I would say, as a pop group. They mixed the what I would say, that like how church choir, they have very nice voicings happening. So they got that element into pop. So it was a very beautiful combination.
Versatility is what defines Shreya Ghoshal. Just when after Devdas, she was being typecast as someone who can sing melodious, serious songs, K. became the very different songs in Jism.
Chalo, tumko lekar chale, hum un fizaon mein, jahan meetha nasha.
Since then, she has sung in all genres. In fact, a little known fact is her love for ghazals.
Subah ki dhoop si, sham ke roop si,
meri raahon mein thi jiski parchhaiyan,
dekh kar tumko lagta hai tum ho wahi,
sochti thi jise
The duet with Hariharan and her solos in Dhoop are just pure magic.
It's a nice thing that you know about Dhoop because that is one of those songs which are very close to my heart, and I'm sad because it was not promoted well, the song, the film. I have a knack for ghazals. Listening to ghazals more, singing I can do, but I, uske liye ek, we need to have a ghazal ka andaaz hota hai ek. Jo, I think it's only happens when you keep singing ghazals. It develops when you perform ghazals. You are always in ghazals. I love to listen to Mehdi Hasan Saab, Ghulam Ali Khan Saab, often. They always give me a lot of inspiration in life.
So Shreya would be here in the US soon, treating us to all our favorites. And how does she plan on laying out the treat for us?
It would be, of course, all my latest to the oldest of my songs, whatever people want to. People have heard me in my... I didn't come last year. Last year, I gave a gap. This year and last year, I had a lot of releases. This year, I had Guru, Salaam Ishq, now Tararam Pam. And last year, I had Lage Raho Pal Pal, I'm sorry. Then Krish and... Omkara song. A lot of last year's songs are pending. People have not heard those. So it would be all the songs in a good concert that certain people will be able to sing along with me.
Salaam,
count on us singing along with Shreya in one of these concerts. If you are interested in joining in the fun, the concert details and ticket information are in our show notes at podioindia.com.
We all meet and we have lots of good fun, and let's bring the summer and fill it with energy and entertainment.
For spending your time with us today. We'll be back after 2 weeks. Enjoy the summer days, and as always, khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye, agle episode tak.